Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And I could have went with, I don't know, Mark Vientos, but nah, I got to go Jesse Winker. Why? That's a guy that you traded for this year. That's a guy that you specifically put in the lineup game one. A former Brewer, a former Red, a guy that played in that ballpark plenty. He broke the game open with that two-run triple, and then he also talked the talk after walking the walk. I like that smack talk. I like not being friendly with these guys. I like going into their building, getting it done, and letting them know, we're here. You want smoke? We're right here. It's not a problem. We can do whatever you want, Willie Adames. If you want to go to the parking lot, tailgate, make some burgers, drink some beers, we can do that. Jesse Winker, Casamigos, Big Shot of the Night, smack in the air. This is a guy that has embraced the fans after being a heel, after being a villain. This is a guy that came here and you could tell he just wanted to help and wanted to fit in. And he had his moment today. And you got to give him his props. The way that he came out, played, broke that game open in a ballpark that he's very familiar with. And kind of endearing himself again to Mets fans. And yeah, I like the smack talk too. I like him, you know, having something to say to Willie Adames. Because, I don't know, Willie Adames, when he was on the Rays, Yankee fans remember, what was it, 2020? When we had the neutral site in San Diego, I think it was. Was it San Diego? I forget what the neutral site was. But either way, the year that the Yankees lost to the Rays, Willie Adames was doing the most. Willie Adames was over the dugout. He was chirping. He's too extra for me. So I didn't mind Jesse Winker stepping to him. Let's get back to the phones. Jason in Huntington, New York, you're on.
My man, Keith, how are we doing this evening?
Good. Thanks for calling.
You got it, brother. You know, let me just tell you, I used to be a frequent caller to your predecessor, Steve Summers. And just based on my schedule and having a baby, things kind of got, you know, a little difficult. The evenings became harder to...
Understood. Understood.
You and I are around the same age, though. I listen to you as often as I can, and I really do appreciate the perspective of someone who grew up, you know, rooting for those teams in the late 90s, whether it's your Yankees or my Mets in the early 2000s, to say nothing of the Knicks and the Nets of that generation. So I just wanted to get that out there that, you know, you and I are kind of seeing eye to eye on a lot of this stuff, and it's really refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, big Mets fan, I want to go back to what you were saying before the break. Lindor carrying this team on his back, a back that is ailing, no less. He's performing. I mean, think about Willis Reed. Think about MJ flu, you know, the flu game. You think about, I'm trying to think of who, I mean, you can argue that, you know, Jeter playing with that broken ankle in 2012, even coming out and putting the team on his back as best as possible. Clutch hitting, timely hitting, situational hitting. Let me tell you right now, I mean, you know, Mets fans as a community, you know, we suffer together and we revel, you know, we celebrate together. And I got to tell you straight up, I'm working from home yesterday. I have the good fortune of being able to do that. I'm on a Zoom call that started at 3:30 in the afternoon. I'm watching I got the game on. I'm on there doing my thing. The Albies double goes down, and I see us lose the lead. And I'm trying to kind of comport myself and hold myself together. Not long after that, Lindor jacks what I thought was just a routine fly ball out the right center. The force within me to control myself on camera. I mute myself. I shut the camera off. You know, that Zoom life, you get it, you know? I mute myself. I turn the camera off. I walk away for a second. I return to my laptop to make sure that I'm in the clear. And when I saw there was no way anyone was going to hear me or see me, I went berserk. And then I go back on, and they're like, Jason? I'm like, I'm good. I'm just, and then I was just totally honest with them. I'm like, guys, you know.
I was about to say, they got to know you're a Mets fan. And I know there's so many Mets fans that were either in school or getting out of school or work and trying to get out of work. Like, people in this area get it and they understand. Even if they don't get it and they know, all they have to do is see you in a Mets hat once and understand, wait, there's a game on right now. It's at the end of the season. Oh, this is a serious game. We understand.
100%. And you know what? If you're fortunate enough, be in a position where you can enjoy yesterday for what it was. You know, I read Vaccaro's column, you know, the list of the top Met home runs of all time. I'm thinking Piazza against the Braves, not after 9/11, but summer 2000 when they scored whatever it was, 8-10 runs late and came back and he had that home run down the left field line. That to me is number two against Atlanta, regular season, just because of the implications and the odds that they wouldn't come back. Yesterday is my new number one for obvious reasons. Not only where it happened, but who it happened against. And I love the fact, I'll end it right here, I love the fact that they ended up splitting yesterday, because I think going to Milwaukee, even though they're fast and they're young and Cheerio in left is just he's just a maven out there, they do strike me as the slightly less formidable opponent, to say nothing of the fact, compared to San Diego, you know, they were just there. They're familiar with the environment. They're familiar with the way the ball looks against the, you know, the rafters, the girders up there. Mm-hmm. I think all of that is playing to their advantage. Obviously, Sevy shoved tonight. You know, thanks for throwing him on the scrap heap for us. But I think, you know, I mean, six innings, 105 pitches, you'll take it. You'll take it.
Sure.
Do I think this series can go a three? Of course. I mean, obviously. But I think ultimately they end up playing Philly in just a few days. That's where I think this is going.
Thanks for the call, Jason. Ultimately, I think they know they have Sean Manaea on the mound tomorrow. And this lineup, they're going to get after it. And now you have a Milwaukee Brewers team that their back is against the wall. They're facing elimination. The Mets are not facing elimination. So now the Mets have an upper hand. And I like your point about them just being there. Yeah, they were just in that hotel. They were just in that ballpark. They were just there last weekend. So they go right back there, and it's a different season, and it's a completely different feel. Let's go to Lewis in Brooklyn. What's up, Lewis? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's doing? Let me ask you. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan, but I have friends that are Mets fans, and I don't hate the Mets. I mean, I enjoy what's going on. So a few questions, just theoretically, fantasize. If it goes to Game 7 Subway Series, who would you say, I know you're a Yankee fan, but who would have the advantage? Like, who has the advantage in hitting And who has the advantage in pitching if it got to a Survey Series? What would you think?
I don't know. We'd have the advantage of home field. But you could argue the Mets have a better lineup. You could argue the Mets would have a better, rotation of starters to roll out there. Obviously, have Cole, but I'm not confident in Rodon or Heald or Clark or I don't know. But at that point, maybe Nestor's available. I can only go off of what we've seen in the regular season, which I just was saying is a different season. The Mets own the Yankees in the regular season. I was at two of those games, one in Queens, one in the Bronx. Like we cannot, Yankee fans cannot say a word to the Mets or the Mets fans after what happened in the regular season when those two teams faced off. It wasn't close.
I think you're right that Lindor is on a pedestal now. I mean, I think that caller a few callers back was wrong.
He's a Yankee fan. Yankee fans are looking at that like, yo, so what? He hit a regular season home run. I'm like, see, anything to you. You're not seeing what it means to the fan base. Because Yankee fans were spoiled. We've seen World Series, even the young Yankee fans, they just know that we've won all of these championships and they expect to go to the postseason where they're not impressed by the regular season stuff with other teams. That's huge. That's such a big moment.
That was a clutch. That was Mr. Clutch, and that home run was
who else?
Heard around the world.
I was the first one chanting MVP in a room full of Mets fans. Who else but Lindor?
Let's say, who would be the MVP in the World Series? If it was Yankees and Mets, would it be Aaron Judge? Would it be Lindor?
I think it would be between those guys.
You would have a very good playoff.
I hope so. I feel like he has no choice. Thanks for the call, Lewis. All these theoreticals, we are far from a Mets-Yankees World Series. For all we know, it could be the Detroit Tigers versus the San Diego Padres. 888-808-1019. Rich is in Corvallis, Oregon on the fan. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
First of all, I want to give a shout out to your boy, Paulie. I called him on a Saturday in July, a little bit before the second
hosting?
Subway Series. What's up?
Was he hosting? It was his show?
Yeah, it was his show. It was one of the very rare Paulie shows.
Yeah, he's talking about ice cream and desserts and stuff and weather and dogs.
Yeah. We had a good talk about what food is good in Oregon and what sort of things you should be eating that don't have cheese on them. So anyway, I called him and because I was kind of on the ledge, from the New Jersey, and I never really cared about baseball. I followed both, the Yankees and the Mets for a while, and he kind of give me the push off the ledge to be a Mets fan. And I got to say, this has been a really fun season. It's been a wild ride. And I'm glad that he gave me that extra push.
Good.
Yeah.
You're not done either. You're not done yet. There's still more to do.
No, but I had a lot of fun with the Mets and oh my God and all that other fun stuff. And, I'm not a serious enough person to be a Yankees fan, so that sounds stressful. I've been listening to you for a while here. That sounds stressful.
It is.
You got expectations.
It is nerve-wracking. As much as I'm excited for Saturday, I know what could be on the other side of a loss.
I don't need to be buying stock in Tums.
Thanks for the call, Rich. 888-808-1019. Last night, what I also was talking about was these kids. And, not even just kids, but imagine this was the first time you really locked in on the Mets and said, you know what? They've got a new president of baseball operations. I really like Francisco Lindor. Or, Severino is signed. Or I don't know what it could be that, major Mark Vientos or J.D. Martin. What if this was the year that you said, I'm going to watch every game? Or I'm going to go to games. Or I'm going to follow the Rico Bronya podcast or watch SNY or listen to The Fan every day and really, know what's going on with the team. What a wild year for this to be your first year as a grown man or woman or as a kid. And I got this response from a lot of people online when I talked about these kids. I said in the last couple of years, these kids are picking up those blue hats with the orange interlocking NY. More and more now. And there are kids that watched that game during the day yesterday. And when Lindor hit that home run, the joy that they felt, locked it in. They are Mets fans. They are Mets fans for life. This is the sign of the times and things changing. I'm telling you that Lindor right now is going to have kids, and by the time he's done as a Met, there are going to be grown men that are going to be signing or getting autographs signed by Lindor talking about, bro, I was in my house with my dad and my mom and my brother, and you hit that home run. It changed my life. That's how powerful sports is. That's where fandom starts. I talked about last night about how I'm a grown man. There are grown men that listen to this station all day, every day, call this station. Why? Because we're fans of something, a sport or a team. And most likely it started when you were a child, when you were a kid. And what it does when the team wins, it brings you joy. It brings you an energy that you can only tap into. And it's childlike. It brings you back. It's like a time machine to when life was a lot more simple. And all you really had was like your allegiance and your loyalty and your fandom with that team. That's special. Josh is in Passaic. What's up, Josh? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good, man. Hanging out, watching the Liberty on SportsCenter. The New York Liberty are 2-0. They're trying to avenge their loss from last year against the Las Vegas Aces.
So, Keith, I can understand, you know, Yankee fans downplaying Lindor's home run. You know, there's missiles flying around in the world. Lindor sends, you know, his own missile over the fence. And that, in effect, is not really regular season game, Keith. It's almost like, you know, a wild card game to try to get in. So that's, I don't know why you want to call it a regular home run on Center Street.
It's a regular season home run if you're a hating Yankee fan. If you're an actual baseball fan, you understand that was a do or die situation. You understand that that was a bonus postseason game. And that is going down in history as like one of the greatest regular season games for Mets fans, one of the greatest regular season home runs, because it meant more than a regular season home run.
Right, and Keith, how important was that DH spot for the Mets tonight? You know, with Winker and J.D. Martinez.
Yep.
You know, they started to like ignore this position last year, get those two guys great hits. It's great to see Martinez. And then, though, they got a, you know, today they got a, there were a few runs the Brewers got in with a lot, but there's a lot of runners on base, Keith. The Mets got to try to pitch, you know, a little better than that. The fielding was a little iffy. But listen, they pulled out the win, Keith. That was great. It's great. You know, this is now more than we did 2 years ago. They not win that first game. They went to a second game. So with all those pitchers then and all, and whatever team they had, they've moved on from that. Yeah, they're doing better. This is a great win, Keith. Let's hope they continue this tomorrow night. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great night.
You got it, Josh. Yeah, maybe we see Luis Torrens tomorrow. Alvarez went 0-for-4. The Brewers, this is what they do, though. They've got guys that can run. They've got athletic players. They get on. They apply pressure like that. In a year where stolen bases are up, they're up there as far as many stolen bases. They're going to get knocks, and they're going to be on second. If you're sleeping, they're advancing runners. It is what it is. Guys like Sal Frelick, he's fast. Guys like Garrett Mitchell, They've got some guys that are some burners. Jackson Churio, young guy that can run. We'll see what the game shakes out, how the game shakes out. I just think that the Mets have the upper hand. You have your best pitcher going. They're facing the Brewers are facing elimination. They're going to be tight. You have the opportunity to go in there and bang Frankie Montas around and be done. That's it. You advance. One game, do or die. Win 3 games in a row. And you're on to the NLDS. Thomas is in Center Reach. Hello, Thomas. You're on the Fan now.
Yo, Keith. We got back together with the wild card, baby. We even won a game. Let's go. We scored the same amount of runs. 2 years ago, we scored 8 runs in 3 games. We just scored the same amount of runs tonight. This team is legit, bro. This team is so for real. Yesterday was one of the most insane days of my entire life. I was ready to just, I was going to go outside. I was going to go shoot basketball. And then I saw they took Snelling back out of the game, and I was dialed in for the rest of the day. I was so happy today, I didn't even watch the Miami Dolphin game. I fell asleep at 9 p.m., and then I was incredible for the rest of the day. I didn't even have an urge to watch them. They got me in. So the Mets are up right now, and Citi Field is up. This team is electric. I love it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's got to be a good feeling to see the Mets go out there and score the same amount of runs as the rest of the teams in the National League first round. The Braves put up zero, the Padres put up four, the Brewers put up four, the Mets put up eight. And as a Mets fan, I know there were some Mets fans that needed naps. Well, the Royals are in the American League, Thomas.
What is it all total? How many runs?
I said that the Mets outscored everyone in the National League that played.
Speaking of the American League and the Royals, Bobby Shmurda hit the game winner for the Royals. That's what I call him. I don't call him Bobby Witt. It's my man, but I love the Royals. Royals and the Tigers are. I love Bobby Witt, and my uncle's a Tigers fan. So I'll always, me and him today, we were watching the game.
I got respect for Bobby Witt Jr. I just got to disrespect him because they tried to say that he deserved the MVP over Judge.
Yeah, he didn't. He did not. He was close. Give him the Silver Slugger. You let him take that, man. You can even give him the Gold Glove if you want.
Eventually, one year, Bobby Witt Jr. will win the MVP.
Hopefully not until
Judge retires. Thanks for the call, Thomas. 888-808-1019. I have a call. Who would you rather the Yankees play? I just started talking about the Royals and Bobby Witt Jr. I'll tell you, this is my second to last break. Don't go anywhere. Call the Fan. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
He will take the snap, go to one knee. This game is over. The Jets lock up their first playoff appearance since 1991 on a 21-16 victory over the Miami Dolphins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Such a random song. You are now in the mix with Vincent Von Vincent, Paul's randomness on The Fan. I did get a tweet from someone saying, like, Keith McPherson, let's see, Jake Mets Pool Boy at Mets Home Run Guy says, yo, Keith McPherson has the best rejoined music in the game. Show's decent, too, giving respect to our Mets. And I got to give credit to Paul. Paul's not even using my beats. That's all Paul choosing what beats we rejoin with tonight. So shout out to Paulie for that. You know, it's a Mets show. It's a Mets world. We're just living in it. So, you know, Paul's going to have the freedom to drop whatever beats he wants to drop. That's fine by me. I got no complaints. 888.
That's the great cuckoo cow.
Oh, I know.
My projects.
Yeah, I know the beat.
the famous Milwaukee-based rapper.
Okay, there it is. I'm like, I just would never think of that song.
But let's be real. I Googled Milwaukee hip-hop artist. Cuckoo Cal showed up with
He's
that song.
He's the only one. He's got to be the only one out of Wisconsin.
DC the Don.
I don't know
Ishtar. Certified Trapper. These are the people who I'm seeing.
Yo, here's a question for you while I have you. Did you notice the advertisements on the helmets while watching the game?
I knew they were there. For me, it didn't stick out as an eyesore. And they told people about a month ago that they were going to have, I think it's Strauss on the helmet. I don't know what kind of company that is.
I have no idea what company that is.
I noticed it, but it's not. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But listen, it's baseball continuing to, like, you know, make as much money as humanly possible. That's the only reason you're putting that name on every single helmet in the postseason.
I'm just over it. Like, once they put a star to our insurance patch over the Yankee pinstripes, people were upset that they put a Nike swoosh over the pinstripes. I'm like, what do you think is coming? All of this stuff is going to be, like, everybody's going to have, it's business, it's money. And so I'm reading the article in the Post about it. There's a quote from, who's this from? Frank Paul Santangelo Jr., son of former big leaguer FP Santangelo, wants nothing to do with Strauss after seeing the advertisements on Tuesday. He says, I'm boycotting the Strauss company out of principle. I don't even know what that company is or what they do, but I'm never purchasing anything because they ruined the helmets in the playoffs. Okay.
The great
If you don't know what the company is, you would never be
Right. I don't know what they do.
You're not boycotting something you've never used and you're not aware of.
Right. It's the great FP Santangelo, by the way, who I think was like an Expo center fielder, FP Santangelo. I remember that name growing up in like the mid to late 90s.
The next quote in the article is from our very own Danielle McCartan. She says, I'll say it again. These stupid-ass advertisements on these postseason helmets are ridiculous. Rob Manfred continues to run MLB like a poverty company.
It's a good line.
I'm not mad at it. All right, back to the phones. So I got like 20 minutes before I'm out of here. But yeah, I didn't even notice that. I don't know. I didn't care. I don't care. That doesn't bother me. The advertising doesn't bother me. I'm like looking at pitch counts. I'm wondering why Freddie Peralta's out of the game. And I'm wondering how long Severino is going to go. Sam is in Tom's River. I said we were going to talk about this. Go for it, Sam.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I have a quick question. So as a fellow Yankee fan, I just wanted to know, the Yankees will be playing the winner of the Orioles or the Royals series. So taking the fact, the Orioles have played very well against the Yankees. And the Yankees have played very well against the Royals. Would we rather face the Orioles, who have only one good pitcher, one very good pitcher, Corbin Burns, which the Yankees won against him, or do you rather face the Royals, where they have two good pitchers, Seth Lugo, and who would you rather face?
I talked about this earlier, and I said be careful what you wish for, because a lot of times people say, like, oh, this is a softer landing spot, and then it's not.
I heard you talk about it. I wanted to know your opinion on that.
Yeah, I'm going to elaborate on it. I think that the Royals have a great shot of winning the series because they won the first game. Baltimore looked absolutely cooked today. Mm-hmm. And, like, they haven't pitched Seth Lugo against Baltimore yet. They pitched Cole Reagans. And, I mean, I think it's the Royals' opportunity to come out with it. And I'm down to see them. I'm down to see anybody in the postseason. It's a new season. I'm not shook of anybody. Whoever's coming into Yankee Stadium got to deal with, you know, 47,000 screaming fans, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, Garrett Cole, and the rest of these guys. So, in my opinion, I would like to see Bobby Witt Jr. and the Royals come up here. I'm good on the Orioles. I just went to two Orioles games and took two losses last Tuesday and Wednesday. I don't want to see them again. But if we do see them, let's bully.
All right. I hear you. I personally would rather the Royals. The Yankees have played much better against them.
But they could still get beat by them. Thanks for the call, Sam. I don't prefer anybody. You could get beat by anybody. That what happened in the regular season is over, folks. It's a new season. 888-808-1019. I mean, weren't the Yankees supposed to sweep the Royals in Kansas City earlier this year? Oh, yeah. They took the first three games at Kauffman. And then what happened? Oh, in the ninth inning, Clay Holmes blew it. So, like, I don't know, bro. I'm not, I don't know. I'm not, I don't care. Whoever it is, come get it. Richie's in the Bronx. What's up, Richie? You're on the Fan.
Keith, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm a 60-year-old Bronx resident. I've been a Royals fan since 1975 when George Brett threw a baseball coming off the field. My uncle used to have great seats at Yankee Stadium. I am getting killed by everybody in Kansas City because Bobby Witt Jr. shouldn't even get one first place vote. The dude had an amazing season. Aaron Judge had an even more amazing season.
You're right.
Even more. It's not right. Even close, man. It's not even close. I mean, my heart was broken on October 14th, 1976. That was 3 days from my birthday. And George Brett hit the 3-run homer off of Grant Jackson in game 5. And one inning later, they put a big thing on the screen that said, Mark Littell has not given up an earned run in, I don't know how many, 40-something innings. And then, boom, Chris Chambliss. So, you know, I would be honored if the Royals beat the Orioles. I don't really know a lot sometimes because I thought the Royals wouldn't win 72-73 games this year.
No,
so,
they're coming off their worst season. They tied their worst season ever with 106 losses last year.
Yeah, they're not hitting. I mean, listen, they're limping in. They limped into the playoffs. They had 2 7-game losing streaks. What do they only have, 4 or 5 hits today? You know, you can't win 1-0 all the time. You know, that Oriole team is, you know, between Gunnar Henderson and Santana, they got a bomb squad, those guys. You know, they're going to wake up eventually. But, you know, Aaron Judge did some charity for a friend of mine many years ago. I have mucho respect for the guy. You know, like I said, I don't even think Bobby Witt should get one first place vote. But the people in Kansas City are killing me on these posting boards because they say, "What kind of Royals fan are you?" And I'm just being real about it.
Wait, you said you grew up in New York though, but you fell in love with the team when they came.
A Bronx resident. I didn't have a baseball team when I was a kid. My uncle had seats five rows behind third base. I was 10 and a half years old. Brett was coming off the field. He threw me the baseball, and that's how I became a Kansas City Royals.
It makes sense to me. It makes perfect sense to me.
Thanks for your time, brother. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Richie. I hope that we do face the Royals, and you'll get a chance to go see them live in person. And what was I just talking about? It starts when we are kids. Everybody has a story. And when I'm talking about Lindor, there are little kids now that are Mets fans, and when they're grown-ass men like a lot of us listening right now, they're going to say, yeah, the moment for me was Monday, September 30th, when Lindor hit that home run in the 9th inning. Sammy's in Shelton, Connecticut. What's up, Sammy? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call, man.
You got it.
I wanted to talk about Lindor real quick, and well, first of all, actually, Strauss, I actually looked it up earlier. They're a work clothing company similar to Carhartt. I'd never heard of them either before that.
Yeah, they're fine. They don't mean any harm. They're just trying to be seen.
They're just trying to be seen. I don't blame them for that. As far as Lindor, one thing that I had noticed, kind of more of a comment than a question, was just the overall attitude change that he has, you know, developed in the past years with the Mets. I remember that game with Baez when they were kind of giving the thumbs down back to the fans, and that was kind of really a sore spot for a lot of us Mets fans as far as, you know, you have this guy who just signed to a big contract and now he's, you know, giving everyone the thumbs down, and sure, that was kind of a sore spot. But
he had to learn.
Now, as far as, like, yeah, he had to learn, and the attitude changed. Like yesterday in the big home run, he didn't, you know, even cheer or anything. They even called it out in today's game, the announcers, as far as how he just put his head down and just rounded the bases and, you know, just celebrated afterwards in the clubhouse and really just after the game, because at that point the game, you know, had not even been won yet. They still had to close it out. And then today too, when he was running into score, he, you know, moved the bat out of home plate. And I remember just seeing that, and I didn't even catch that at the beginning. I thought that he had gotten hurt, like his back hurt or something, because he was kind of like leaning down, but it was him moving the bat out of the way so that I think it was maybe Vientos or someone behind him so that he could score and not get hurt as well.
Yeah, Lindor, he just does everything right. Thanks for the call, Sammy. There's not too many things you can say about the guy, bad about the guy at this point. You know, some people try to challenge my he's the king of New York take, but it's like there are Mets fans calling up and telling you all of these things about this guy. He earned it. He earned the right to be looked at as a king of New York. It's in the Mets kingdom, so you don't have to respect it in your larger Yankee kingdom or your New York Rangers kingdom or your Knicks kingdom, but this is a king walking around New York no matter what happens. Literally, no matter what happens with Sean Manaea on the mound, no matter what happens the rest of the way, this season for Lindor was an MVP-type season, and he's still doing it, and he's hurt, and he's still getting it done. And just being clutch, when you're able to elevate in the moments like that, when you're able to activate your clutch gene and come through like that, it puts you in the heart of your fans. It's one thing to like a player. It's one thing to think a guy's decent, he's good, oh yeah, he's all right. When a guy comes through in the darkest hour and turns it into your finest hour, that's forever. The end. Paul is in East Brunswick, New Jersey, next up on The Fan. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Keith. I'm an 81-year-old New York sports fan, all teams. The game yesterday, the two innings and the twists and turns and highs and lows and how it was managed was probably the most impactful thing that I could ever remember, other than going back to 1955. I was 12 years old, and I watched the Yankees beat the Dodgers time and time again in three World Series. And they finally, Johnny Podgers in 1955, the seventh game, finally beat him. That is, and I was thinking about it yesterday and thinking, holy mackerel, this is the first time I ever thought about that, you know, when I watched this insane. It was like a Russian novel or something with the twists and the turns and the highs and the lows. It was just a beautiful, beautiful moment.
Thanks for the call, Paul. I agree. I lived it right here at WFAN with Mets fans that host on this station, that work for this station. I'm glad I came in. I carried that into the show last night and into today, and the Mets carried that energy from Atlanta with them to Milwaukee. They're up 1-0 with their best pitcher on the mound. Live in it. It can continue. It can go on longer for weeks. You win tomorrow, and you're guaranteed another week. 888-808-1019. This is my last run. If you'd like to get a word in, I've got about 11 minutes left. Chris McMonagle is in the bullpen warming up. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'll be right back.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Another good drop. St. Louis is not in the postseason, but Nelly. I think I recently saw something like the St. Lunatics were suing Nelly. Let me Google that and see. Yeah, St. Lunatics sue Nelly. Said to be seeking $500 million payday. Nelly didn't take care of the ticks? Come on. Murphy Lee? City Spud? I don't know how that happens. Murphy Lee should have had his own change. Murphy Lee started to have a little bit of a run, but yeah. Billboard was the first outlet to report. Yada, yada, yada. I don't know. St. Lunatics are said to be seeking a jury trial. Actual compensation damages suffered as a result of defendants. What, I don't know, 50 million? They want 50 million, huh? I don't know, man. Hip-hop game is crazy. I saw Nelly perform at Pete Alonso and Julio Rodriguez's T-Mobile All-Star Party last year. It was sick. I was surprised how many songs Nelly had. So Nelly's still getting money. And these guys are somewhere in Missouri like, bro, what's up? Like, we need a cut of that. It's crazy. That first, the Country Grammar and Nellyville, I had those two CDs on disc. They played till they were scratched up skipping. I think I even made Nelly Country Grammar twice. Doom, 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 hot. That was, what a time. What a time to be. Either you know or you don't know. What a time to be alive. All right, let me take my calls and get out of here. Jay is in Harlem. Jay, you're on the fan.
Jay, what's going on, Keith?
What's up, man?
I was going to talk about, I'm going to my first Yankee playoff game with my girl Saturday. I'm super excited. I was going to ask you, like, what you think is better, like, from your experience. I know you're a Nets fan. I'm sure you've been to a Knicks playoff game. Like,
yeah.
What's a better experience, like a Knicks playoff game or a Yankee playoff game? Because I've been to a Knicks playoff game, a couple of them. And the second thing, before you get into that, is just, you just got to chill a little bit with the Lindor King of New York, bro. Like, he ain't won a playoff series yet, bro. Like, if Brunson lost to Philly that first round, we wouldn't be calling him King of New York. We seen what Julius Randle did with Atlanta after his All-NBA season. They turned on him like that. He already 0-4 today, so if he go 0-12 and they get eliminated, like, that King of New York stuff is dead. But do your thing, bro. That's all I got to say about that. I love the Mets, though. I get it. 11 playoff appearances, bro. I've seen that in my lifetime as a Yankee fan. So I get that being hype, but King of New York is crazy.
Check me out. Ultimately, none of these kings have won anything. We're in a drought. So it's easy for you to get that throne. What I'm saying is Lindor's performance this entire year, capping it off with that home run, has put him on a throne in the Mets kingdom for the Mets fans as a King of New York. Brunson didn't win anything. Neither did Judge. Besides captaincy, they earned that. They didn't win that. Contracts, they earned that. They didn't win that. I'm waiting for the next king to be crowned as champion. Steve is in Marlboro. Last call of the night. Go for it, Steve.
How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm good.
I've been a Met fan since 1961, when they were 62, the first year. And I'm going to tell you something. The Mets' toughest part of this playoff is Milwaukee. They've beaten the Dodgers. They beat San Diego. They beat the Phillies not more than 2 weeks ago, 3 out of 4. And then my great Yankee fans, friends, tell me they don't belong in the same field. They said, how many games did the Yankees lose to the Mets?
All of them.
4. Yeah, but we had injuries. You had injuries. Judge played, okay? Judge played. I'm not saying, you know, the Yankees aren't a very good team, but they're not the Yankees of old.
No.
You know what I'm saying? They're not the Yankees of old. And I'm going to tell you, I made a statement, and I got chastised by all my Yankee fans. I told them, if given the choice, I would take Shohei against Judge for the simple fact that he pitches. All right? As great as Judge is, this guy hits for power like Judge. He drives in runs, and he steals a whole lot more bases, and he can pitch. And I mean, what can I say?
Yeah, he's just not pitching now. Thanks for the call, Steve. Yeah, that's what I told you guys. The way that I talk to you guys, you all have Yankee fan friends that probably talk worse. WFAN is giving away tickets on Thursday and Friday to games 1 and 2 of the ALDS at Yankee Stadium. Listen to Boomer and Geo, BT and Sal, and Evan and Tiki for a chance to win your way in. Listen Thursday and Friday for your chance to win tickets to games 1 and 2 of the ALDS in the Bronx. I'll leave this in here for C-Mac to read. That's all I've got. We're going to do this again tomorrow. Yeah. So hopefully the Mets win with Sean Manaea on the mound and we can celebrate 3 wins in a row and them advancing and the ALDS and or NLDS and, you know, start talking about the future a little bit. C-Mac's coming in next. He'll go through the game and take your calls and do this whole thing for 5 hours. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.